This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announces resignation. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
In March, multiple women came forward and accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of inappropriate behavior and sexual harassment. But he refused to step down at that point. But now, on Tuesday, August 10th, he made a public announcement that he will be resigning his office as the governor of New York State. Governor Cuomo's resignation follows the recent announcement of charges of sexual harassment reported by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. Now, the New York Assembly has begun their inquiry into the impeachment of Governor Cuomo, and even Democrat President Joe Biden has been calling for his resignation. In a televised speech, Governor Cuomo said that, "It's a matter of life and death. Government operations and wasting energy on distractions is the last thing government should be doing." He went on saying, "I cannot be the cause. New York tough means New York loving, and I love New York, and I love you. Everything I have done has been motivated by that love, and I would never want to be unhelpful in any way." He explained that, "The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to government." He responded to the allegations of sexual misconduct by addressing his three daughters, saying, "I want them to know from the bottom of my heart that I never did and never would intentionally disrespect a woman, treat any woman differently than I would want them treated, and that is God's honest truth." The New York Attorney General did not charge Governor Cuomo, but prosecutors have announced that they are now investigating the criminality of the accusations. In 2020, Cuomo's regular press briefings won him an Emmy, and he ended up writing a book about leadership. But now the truth is being seen that he has been acting one way in front of the camera and another off. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus said that, "There is nothing covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, what you have said in darkness will be heard in the light, and what you whisper in the ear in private rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops." Pray for the state of New York. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story, well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.